Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Labour leader and housing spokesperson Ivana Bacsik has today called on the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to step up and take responsibility for the ongoing failures to provide shelter for people fleeing war. The call comes on the day when the Cabinet has agreed to make a €1.5 million financial contribution to the EU rather than take 350 international protection applicants as part of a European solidarity agreement. Well, Ivana Bacsik joins us now, and we're also joined by Senator Lisa Chambers, who's a member of the Committee on European Union Affairs, and you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Ivana, I might start with yourself, and do you have objection to the government agreeing this €1.5 million financial contribution?
Well, I'm very good afternoon, Sarah, and thank you for inviting me on. I am very concerned indeed at this report that the government is going to be essentially paying its way out of the obligation to take in asylum seekers. This was agreed indeed at EU level last year, this voluntary solidarity mechanism, and the whole point of it is to ensure that the states that are on the front line of refugee arrivals, states like Italy, Greece and Malta, and that they're supported by other states in the European Union like ourselves, who are further away from the Mediterranean, and that we would agree to take in refugees from those countries or the people seeking refugee status.
But is it not better disturbing to do this? I understand why you would be concerned about it, but is it not better to do this than take in people and then have nowhere to put them?
Well, both are frankly embarrassing, Sarah, that we are the country in the EU with the biggest budget surplus and that we are apparently saying to the EU that we cannot, that we do not have capacity to take a small number relatively of asylum seekers in. It is embarrassing, and it's also shameful that we aren't able, it seems, to provide accommodation, that we still in my own constituency, very close to where I live, that we're still seeing people in tents on the street at Mount Street. I've raised this in the Dáil myself now on so many occasions. I've sought a stronger central leadership from government on this. I know that Minister Roderick O'Gorman and his officials and his department are doing their very best, but they're struggling to cope. And what appears to me and to many of those working in provision of supports to refugees, what it seems to us that there is no central leadership from the Taoiseach on this. We need to see the sort of leadership we saw from the Taoiseach on the response to COVID. We need to see a really coherent whole of government response, okay, whereby people aren't left sleeping on the streets in tents, and whereby we can support refugees coming here, asylum seekers coming here on foot of our signing up to a voluntary solidarity
Chambers,
mechanism. It's not good enough. It's not good enough that we're paying our way out of this.
It's embarrassing, shameful, and not good enough.
Well, I wouldn't be one bit embarrassed about it. I think that considering, I'm not quite sure what the Labour position is. You asked Ivana a direct question. Was she in favour of the 1.5 million or not? That question was not answered. I think given you said you were disappointed. You didn't say whether you agreed with it or not.
Well, I don't agree with it. Sorry. I thought that
okay,
was clear.
Okay, that's fine.
I think, of course, we should be providing
but that's fine. I can deal with that. I think the Labour position fails to recognise the extraordinary scale of what we're dealing with in the last year. We have now more than 100,000 people have come seeking refuge in our country between Ukrainian refugees and international protection. Understandably, I think most reasonable people would step back and say that's a big challenge for any country to deal with. It's a huge challenge for us to deal with. Mm-hmm. Any suggestion that the government is not doing its very best, I can point to several situations where government have taken unpopular decisions where they have housed refugees because they are doing their level best to provide accommodation in every possible way, and every avenue is being explored. In terms of the mechanism at EU level...
I don't know if you hear Sinead Gibney, the Human Rights Commissioner, earlier, but she was saying, you know, this increase in migrants is similar to what they're experiencing in Germany, the increase that we've had here per head of population, and it's much less indeed than what has happened in Poland. And meanwhile, others in the EU have pointed out that there's housing crisis in other countries in the EU also.
Yes, and other EU countries are struggling as well, Sarah. This is not a unique challenge to Ireland. This is putting war in Europe and the war in Ukraine is putting huge pressure on all member states, and Ireland included. And the very fact that we have the voluntary solidarity mechanism agreed at EU level last year is evidence of that. This was discussed at the highest levels of the European Union because they knew this was going to be a challenge. So in circumstances where, Ivana rightly pointed out, we have people in tents because we haven't been able to provide accommodation in all circumstances, surely you'd agree it's much better to find alternative accommodation, or to say at an EU level, we're finding this a challenge. We'd like to use that.
But Ivana's
that
point
is
neither is good enough. That's what she's saying. Neither of those is good enough.
That's fine, but then Labour seem to be taking a position that you can somehow wave a magic wand and make it all fine. You know, we've more than 100,000 people coming in. Of course, you're going to feel that. You're going to notice that. This is a big challenge for the country to deal with. And any reasonable person will step back and say, overall, as a country, we can be proud, not embarrassed, proud as a people as to how we have handled this and how we've dealt with this. And I think Labour that we should be embarrassed is, I think, it's insulting to the Irish people and it's insulting to the work done there's by a many good people.
Say there's a general election tomorrow. What do you do?
Well, that's first of all, just to say to Lisa, you know, of course, I'm proud, very proud indeed, I should say, of the enormous welcome and the enormous hospitality that has been shown across communities across Ireland to those who've come here seeking refuge. We've seen a real sign of solidarity, of support, of friendship. And that's been immensely positive.
But in terms of where we put the people, where do we put them?
Well, the first thing is we need to look at vacant houses. We see that over 160,000 vacant homes identified in census figures. We should be, and indeed Minister O'Gorman has said that is a goal of his. We need to see large-scale institutional accommodation put into use. I've proposed in my own constituency that we use Bagot Street Hospital, currently sitting empty, Jury's Hotel, currently sitting empty. Last week I spoke to Minister O'Gorman about large-scale office buildings in my own constituency that are empty. And that's the sort of repurposing of accommodation, existing accommodation at large scale that we should be doing. Now, I have acknowledged absolutely the immense efforts that are being made by the Department of Integration in particular. But, you know, Claire Scott in the Sunday Times wrote rightly, I think, that the Department of Children is bearing the brunt of a precarious workload with little formal experience in housing. And she said, and I think, you know, again, objective reporters are saying this, cohesion between the various initiatives, the various departments and long-term planning seem to be lacking. And that's the concern, that we need to see a greater sense of coordination at central level, again, as we did during COVID. And in Labour, we're very keen to offer constructive support where we see government doing...
And Lisa, you know, it just takes a quick search of the Dáil record to see this issue about vacant buildings being brought up again and again and again and again, and questions about why there are vacant buildings lying around when we're saying that Ireland is full, we can't take any more refugees, and those that we are taking, a lot of them are going into tents.
Well, Sarah, vacant buildings are being repurposed, and we can point to several locations across the country where that's happening. So that idea from Labour, government are already doing that. And any suggestion that government are somehow sitting back and relaxing about this and not taking it as seriously as Labour suggests it should be taken, or that the work isn't being done, is just not factually correct. It's the scale of what we're dealing with in such a short time period. We have hundreds of people coming in on a weekly basis. It's a huge challenge. So buildings are being turned around, but there's a significant amount of work required to bring a building up to standard that somebody can live in it. That's the challenge. We've had labour shortages in the construction sector. We've had supply chain issues because of the war in Ukraine, energy price inflation, you name it. The government has been dealing with these huge challenges. So like I said,
we're
I think Labour's
position...
We were speaking
to the construction industry yesterday and they said there isn't any huge labour shortage in the construction industry for what it's worth. In terms of the long-term plan, again, Sinead Gibney speaking to Claire Byrne this morning was saying that, you know, her concern is here that there is no long-term plan, that this is reacting, as if this is an emergency that at some stage is going to go away, and that pumping loads of money, for example, into flotels, Lisa Chambers, is a really bad use of money instead of looking at a more sustainable action plan.
Well, putting money into flotels is one of many initiatives that the government are doing to try and provide accommodation to ensure, like Ivana said, we don't want people on the streets or in tents. We want to give them accommodation. So this is one of many initiatives. We also are providing homes, guest houses, hotel accommodation. Every single avenue available to government for accommodation is being used and has been done as quickly as possible. And again,
it's
I know
I'm
probably
though,
like,
but I suppose what I'm asking you is more a sustainable response. I mean, I'm sure you're aware that...
No,
last November, Catherine Day and her expert group delivered a report to Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, and recommended that the state urgently use emergency powers to build two reception centres on state-owned land by May 2023. Was that done?
The governments are building accommodation on state-owned land. That is happening. And
centres on state-owned land by May 2023 is what she recommended. Use emergency powers to do it, she said. And another four should be done, she said, by the end of 2023.
Well, the government are exploring all options. I'm not sure that will be delivered I mean, May 23 is last month. So yeah, that's clearly that date is gone. But every avenue has been explored to bring on site on stream emergency accommodation. But on one hand, you've got people criticising that flotels aren't good enough. Then they're saying tents aren't sufficient. Then they're saying that they want more done. But no opposition party is actually laying out exactly what they would do differently. They're just standing on the sidelines criticising and failing to acknowledge the extraordinary numbers coming in such a short period. I know I sound like a broken record saying it, but it's not being acknowledged by Labour and others that it's just the scale of it is a huge challenge. And I think overall, the government has responded very well, has housed the vast majority of people when they have arrived, and I think has done a good job.
I'll go back to yourself, Ivana, on that. And I know you're talking about vacant buildings. Lisa Chambers making the point they are using vacant buildings where they can, but it takes a lot of time and effort and energy and resources to try and make them livable.
Well, look, there are things we can be doing far more swiftly. And Catherine Day's excellent report, you know, really did need to be implemented. We haven't seen that done. We've seen the government themselves acknowledging a failure in the system, Minister O'Gorman acknowledging that. It's illustrated by the fact that there are people still in tents on Mount Street. And, you know, that's not a system that's working. Absolutely, we in Labour acknowledge the scale of the challenge. We've been hugely supportive of efforts to ensure integration. I'm working on the ground every day in my own constituency, as our reps are all around, to ensure that the support and solidarity with those who come here seeking refuge.
Are you really saying, Ivana, that if Labour was in government, we wouldn't be having these problems? The people would be housed somewhere. You'd find the places and you'd get them in.
We would be very committed to ensuring much more rapid and urgent deployment of the massive resources available to our state. And let's be clear, we are the state with the biggest budget surplus in Europe. And that's why it's really unacceptable to see us paying off states that are struggling also to cope and states that are taking in actually far more people seeking refuge than we are.
And what would more rapid and urgent deployment of the state resources look like? Where is the state not being rapid or urgent enough?
I've criticised the government for failing, for example, to put more construction skills, construction trades on the critical skills list to be able to mount a really proactive recruitment campaign of those to work in construction here. We've also called on government to reduce the time from which somebody seeking refuge can get work here, because currently, as your listeners will know, somebody who's in the asylum system seeking asylum has to wait 6 months before they can get work. We've suggested that would be reduced to 3 months.
And Leo Varadkar said that there's problems with that in terms of a pull of economic migrants.
Yeah, well, we don't accept that. And to be fair to government, they have reduced the time spent, that people spend in the system. That was something that, you know, government were rightly very strongly criticised for, that people were waiting, in some cases, years to have their refugee application dealt with. Now the system is down, I think, down to 10 months, which is still too long. And indeed, government again have committed to reducing that. And we support that. We supported that process that would see a reduction in time, because then you see if people could be sure their applications were being dealt with swiftly and that they would have a right to work after 3 months, I think we'd see a far more efficient and indeed a far fairer system then of international protection. So those are just some of the things we do. I think the point is, Sarah, more can be done. We saw the state pivot in one weekend, revenue commissioners during COVID pivoting to produce the pandemic unemployment payment, and that's the sort of creative
Last question to yourself, Lisa, and this has been said again over the last year, you know, since the war broke out in Ukraine, that we need a whole of government response. And I know government says there is a whole of government response, but it's not like what we saw during COVID, is it?
The government response to this, as I said previously, I think has been very good, has overall managed the situation, which is extraordinary, very, very well. I mean, you've asked Ivana a very direct question. What would Labour do differently? All I'm hearing is that they would do the exact same thing as government, but just do it better. But they haven't said how they'd do it better. And then you made two points: reduce the time that people can start working in the country. That is not government policy. I don't agree with that, because it would act as a pull factor for economic migrants and would actually increase the numbers coming in. So we don't want to exacerbate the situation. And secondly, the point about critical trades, we're already increasing people coming into the construction industry. We've put on loads of extra apprenticeship programs, and that's being done. So you're just basically repackaging existing government policies. You haven't articulated any new ideas, any innovative ideas, and it's very easy to criticise from the sidelines, to be fair. It's very easy to criticise.
We've always offered constructive opposition. Right. And the point is the rapid deployment of state resources,
I'm very sorry to interrupt you both. No doubt we'll talk to you again about this topic. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Ivana Bacik and Lisa Chambers.